I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Tuesday, February 15th. The Quincy Planning Board has approved the revised plans for a new development at the site of the former Ross Parking Garage in Quincy Center. The board unanimously okayed Fox Rock Properties' proposal for a life science building, retail space, and a parking garage. Earlier this year, Fox Rock scrapped plans to build a 125-room hotel and 200-unit apartment building, saying the market now demands more space for the life sciences industry. The new plan calls for a 7-story medical office and life sciences building, 2-story retail building, 2-story restaurant, and a 515-space, 6-story parking garage. Quincy Mayor Thomas Cope was checking to see if a new land disposition agreement was needed for the new development, since the initial plan called for workforce housing at the site. But an attorney for Fox Rock says housing was encouraged but not required. Quincy Mayor Thomas Cope hoping to expand the Pine Hill Cemetery after resolving an extended permitting process with the state. The city's hoping to add more than 13,600 spaces in the cemetery off Willard Street, adjacent to the Blue Hills Reservation. The expansion will allow Quincy residents to purchase burial plots on a pre-need basis for the first time in decades. The cemetery was purchased from the state in 1953 for the purposes of a municipal cemetery. It was developed in various phases until the state stopped expansion in the late 1990s due to the habitat of an endangered rattlesnake. The city has worked through a permitting process with the state that required 15 acres be set aside with the conservation restriction to ensure migratory habitat protection. The remaining 7 acres do not impact the habitat and will be developed as burial space for Quincy residents. The new space will include 680 new graves in the veterans section. It will also provide cremation niches for the first time, adapting to the growing demand. A new committal structure will allow services to be held in a controlled environment within the cemetery. A welcome center and office will greet visitors at the Willard Street entrance. Some aesthetic improvements will be added throughout the new and existing sections of the cemetery. Mayor is seeking $16.4 million from the City Council to fund the expansion. The sale of lots and associated burial charges will pay for the project and provide additional revenue for perpetual care of the cemetery. A new MBTA bus maintenance facility in Quincy will be the first in the transit system to house an electric battery-powered zero-emissions vehicle fleet. The project at the former Lowe's Home Improvement Store in Bergen Parkway is one officials touted yesterday as a product of $2.2 billion in federal infrastructure funds set to flow into the agency over the next 5 years and a critical component of the T's modernization plan. The Quincy facility will replace an aging 104-year-old garage that will be a pioneering force in serving the system's growing electric fleet. The new garage, flush with battery charging equipment, will be able to accommodate the servicing of up to 120 buses. That project will help the T expand the size of the fleet to serve more routes in Dorchester, Roxbury, and Mattapan, with capacity for 60-foot buses that can carry more passengers. The Quincy facility will open in late 2024 and will provide cleaner and more reliable service to the city and other surrounding communities, according to a statement. The Baker administration and local lawmakers have in recent weeks touted plans for how they will put over $9.5 billion in infrastructure funding in motion over the coming years. Aside from the T, the governor plans to funnel $5.4 billion towards highways, roads, and bridges, $1.4 billion to environmental-related infrastructure upgrades, and $591 million to regional transit authorities. An Amtrak Acela train from Boston to New York City and Washington got stuck in Queens for almost 7 hours yesterday. The Acela left Boston on time at 5:05 a.m. and got stuck in the Hunters Point neighborhood of Queens at 8:37 due to a power loss of the train. 106 passengers and crew were aboard. No injuries were reported. Water and snacks were provided while the train was stalled. Another engine was connected to the train to return it to Moynihan Train Hall in Manhattan. It got underway about 3:20 p.m. Passengers continuing on to Washington got off in New York and took another train to their destination. The Massachusetts State House will reopen to the public next week for the first time since initially closing due to the pandemic nearly 2 years ago. The doors under Beacon Hill's Golden Dome will be open beginning February 22nd, allowing the public in to visit on a Monday through Friday basis, according to Senate President Karen Spilka and House Speaker Rahm Emanuel. Visitors will be required to wear masks and present proof of either vaccination against COVID or a negative COVID test taken within 1 day prior to the visit. The policy change comes less than a week after a group of 9 people forced their way past State House security into the building to protest the pandemic closure and safety measures. Protesters used bullhorns and whistles and chanted slogans against the safety mandates put in place to get their message across. No arrests were made, stemming from that February 9th demonstration. Check of business news this morning. Stocks fell. The Dow down 171. NASDAQ lost a fraction. The S&P fell 16. European stocks were higher as the Kremlin and the West held out the possibility of a diplomatic path out of the Ukraine crisis. Asian shares were mostly lower. The dollar and the euro rose, and oil at almost $93 a barrel. Sports. Celtics are in Philadelphia at 7:30, and the Bruins are in New York at 7. The National Weather Service forecast. Today, partly cloudy and cold, high 28 degrees. Another frigid night tonight, down to the single digits. Starting to warm up tomorrow, cloudy, high 44. Big warm up Thursday, cloudy, high 61. And then Friday, we're looking for wind and rain with a high 60 degrees. For the boater, waves a couple of feet, west wind gusting to 20 knots, high tide 10:31 a.m. Sun rose at 6:40, sets at 5:16. A traffic note, Four River Bridge scheduled to open today at 10:30 a.m. and Thursday at 7 a.m. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Tuesday, February 15th.